Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few emails I got since my surgery, and thank you guys for reaching out. Don't worry, I'm not going to talk about the hysterectomy or give you guys any details. I think I gave you guys enough of the blow-by-blow of what happened with that. But some of you that have reached out have asked if you should have your wives do it. Why is she keeping her ovaries in her uterus? You got yours out, Dahlia. Why keep it there if they could just turn cancerous? And so there's a fleeting thought that some of you might have, and I've had it, where you think, why not take out the organs that can cause problems? I'm not going to lie to you. I've been thinking about that. Well, should I just have my appendix taken out? Should I just have my gallbladder taken out? Should I have the double Ds maybe, you know, reduced a little bit? Yeah. No. I'm not going to lie. I've thought about it. I'm like, you know, I just feel so, so good having had the hysterectomy. But it's a very dangerous thought. It's a very dangerous thought pattern and process when you think that if you just remove body parts, they can't later turn bad. I'm kind of the metaphysical thinking that if something bad's going to happen to you, it'll find another body part. And I know that's not very medically sound, because if you don't have your ovaries, you're probably not going to get ovarian cancer. If you don't have your uterus, you're probably not going to get uterine cancer, right? But if you are in what I've seen in medicine is if something is going to happen to you, if nature wants to take you, it's going to take you, despite how much you try to fight. Just like Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, is going to be honored this weekend in Nevada. I think President Obama is coming, Joe Biden. You know, he had pancreatic cancer and was talking about how he was cancer-free with the treatment that he was on. And, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was pancreatic cancer-free. People have been talking about being pancreatic cancer-free, and then they end up dying of pancreatic cancer. I think Alex Trebek had done really, really well with his pancreatic cancer until he died. And it's one of those things where either the pancreatic cancer hides out or tries to fake us out, you know, or maybe you do well, and the body's like, no, this is where I wanted to go. This is where I need to be. I'm done. You could stop it as much as you want, but no, we're done. And it's a sad reality. We don't want to think that. We want to think that we have control, and we do. We do have control. And look at we're mourning the loss right now of Sidney Poitier. Sidney Poitier, fantastic actor. He's known as the first black man to win Best Actor Oscar. I just know him as a fantastic, phenomenal actor who, yes, won an Academy Award. He died at the age of 94. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Remember, 2009, was in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, To Serve with Love. A fantastic artist, brilliant actor, and so talented. 94. We have men, African-American men, living late into their 90s. And this is something that we hadn't seen. Most of the men in my family don't live past their 60s. So we're doing better. We really are with medicine. We are. But the decision to, well, should you get rid of an organ that could go rogue, that has to be a decision that's a very educated and well-thought-out decision. So if you are at high risk for ovarian cancer, or for uterine cancer, and you have, let's say, issues, right, then it might make more sense to consider, you know, discussing with a doctor long-term strategies. But we rarely in medicine say take an organ out because you don't need it. People always say the appendix is a useless organ. It's not. I've never thought the appendix was a useless organ. The appendix is a round, hollow appendage that is kind of dangly, and it houses zillions upon zillions of bacteria. I believe that the appendix squirts out this bacteria into the top of the colon to help the colon microbiome and biofilm for a lot of your digestive processes. The bacteria can actually even enter the small intestine. So it's strategically put near the small intestine and large intestine juncture. Removing an appendix doesn't necessarily has been shown to put you at increased death. I mean, but I don't think we've studied it to the degree. You know, my father, you know, lost his appendix when he was younger. Could that have had anything to do with him having a heart attack at age 62? Was his gut microbiome off? I'd rather blame his eating habits and his stubbornness. But we don't know for sure. So if your appendix isn't bothering you, you keep the sucker. If your uterus isn't bothering you, you keep it. If your prostate isn't bothering you, you're keeping it. You keep it. If something turns cancerous, that's when you need to decide treatment or if something needs to, you know. In my particular case, since I had a tumor on my ovary, since I've had to yearly for 30-some years have, well, maybe not 30, but for over 20 years, you know, have, you know, every 6 months, always keeping an eye on things down there. At some point, it was like, you know what, I'm done. But there's risks to surgery. Yeah, I've had so many abdominal surgeries now because of hernias and things like that that stemmed from the original tumor that, you know, the scar tissue, I don't have a flat tummy anymore. My bowels are a little bit off. I always have to make sure I know where a potty is, so just in case I have to go potty. You know, and so there's complications sometimes with surgery. I could be at risk for a bowel obstruction. When you have had abdominal surgery, then you have scar tissue, and that scar tissue can kind of tweak and turn your intestine. So it's not without, not to mention just the risk of surgery itself. So no, I would not recommend getting a healthy organ out just to get it out. You know, but if you have had issues, you talk to your provider about it. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer. Big thanks to you, who has to listen to this. He's got to listen to this the whole time. Man, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we will give you guys some updates on what's going on with the Supreme Court in a little bit. We are getting a little bit of hints from some of the justices and how they're thinking. The liberal justices are thinking that, you know, public health comes first, and, you know, how is not allowing a mandate going to help public health? And the other more conservative justices are going, this is overreach. So, well, as we get little bits and tidbits, we'll keep you guys posted. We do have some breaking news. The Biden administration has a plan with the Postal Service to deliver 500 million free at-home tests. So remember, there's 364 million of us. So 500 million free at-home tests will be sent to us by mid-January. I'm expecting the Omicron wave to be going down by then. Well, no, by the end of January. So hopefully by next week, everybody will be able to get a test kit, which is nice. I want good for them. That's a good move. Might be a little too late. Lines are still lingering in testing centers, still delays. I think there's still some contracts that need to still be signed. But the Biden administration is moving on getting tests and distributors. And, that's great. That's great. All right. But we do have a study that's out. I mean, after weeks of us talking about it, I've told you guys since the beginning that, you know, please use your negative at-home COVID test with a grain of salt because it's probably not negative. But we do have a study that shows that these lateral flow or these rapid tests might miss your Omicron when you are the most infectious. Now, when are you technically the most infectious with the virus? So I always was taught in school that it was 2 days before you even felt sick. Before you know that you're sick, you're infectious. But I don't think that's when you're the most infectious. I think you're the most infectious when you actually are spreading viral load. And so I think it's the first few days when you are sick and you are, your fever's coming on and you're coughing and you're spraying and you're sneezing and you're spewing. That is where I think your viral load, because the viral load had to hit a peak, had to hit a threshold to alert you that you're sick. Your body doesn't know right away. Virus comes into your nose. You don't know. Maybe you tickle, you kind of scratch your nose a little bit, rub your nose a little bit. You don't know. And then all of a sudden, a couple days later, okay, now you got a fever. Now, well, that's because the body's like, okay, whoa, we got something here. And by then, you already have so many viral particles that have been infecting cells that now the body is playing catch-up. Most cold viruses, like rhinovirus, adenovirus, coronaviruses, die off in a few days. This coronavirus might last a little longer, but it's your immune system, your inflammatory response, that gives you a lot of the longer-term symptoms. So that's why within the first few days is when you're the most infectious with Omicron. So when patients have been calling, again, I've been working throughout the whole pandemic ever since 2019. It's even worked before then. And people are calling saying, yeah, my COVID test finally came up positive, but I was negative last week. You know, what day did you test? Oh, I tested as soon as I had a fever. Now, many of you are testing positive. You get a fever, you test positive, okay, you have it. But a lot of you are testing negative and go, sorry, I've had negative. People call in, I just had another patient today. I've had two negative COVID tests. Okay. When did your symptoms start? 5 days ago. When did you test? Well, I tested last week. Well, that like over a week. Well, yeah, that won't count. And then I tested right as I had symptoms. I'm like, test again. And people are frustrated. They're frustrated because they don't have enough COVID tests. We're taking the COVID tests possibly too early. But we need to test early because we need to know if we have it, especially if we're going to later be able to use the therapeutics. So this study is a small study. Researchers at the U.S. COVID Sports and Society Work Group looked at 30 people. So small study. They looked at rapid and PCR tests from 30 people working in offices where there had been an Omicron outbreak in December. They say it took an average of 3 days longer for people to test positive on the rapid test. And, you know, the rapid test will give you results in 15 minutes. After their infection had already been confirmed on a PCR test. So the PCR test said, you know, you're positive, but the rapid test was still negative. Not everybody's getting a PCR looking at the genetic material. They say it's not clear whether the results simply support previous findings that PCR tests are inherently more sensitive or if rapid tests are less accurate at detecting Omicron. But if it's taking three flipping days, by the time you test positive, you're already almost out of isolation. Now, the Binex Now and the Quidel QuickView are the ones that were examined. There has been many, many doctors saying swab your throat. You might get a more accurate result. I did. I swabbed my throat and my nose. It was negative. Now, I haven't done a PCR, and I'm already over my symptoms. But I think even with Omicron, it might not pick it up. Now, the way these rapid antigen tests are supposed to to work is they're supposed to be picking up nucleocapsid, the skeleton, not so much the spike proteins. It's supposed to, these rapid tests are supposed to pick up coronavirus antigen, pieces of the coronavirus body, which is why when somebody says, well, maybe the variants are eluding the rapid tests, I'm very open to that theory because, I mean, we're seeing a lot of misses with these tests, but I can't really say how sensitive they've been this whole time. But this isn't supposed to be just about a spike protein. We know the Omicron spike proteins are different from the wild type, and we know that these COVID tests were designed with wild type and older versions. So maybe they do need to be updated also, just like our booster shot. But technically, from what I'm told, it's not supposed to be just picking up certain spike proteins. It's supposed to be able to pick up actual coronavirus. So any type, Delta, Omicron, the common base. But I mean, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced when you guys tell me your COVID test is negative. And you get mad at me. You get mad at me over the phone saying, Doc, no. Now, I don't have COVID. I took the test. And I don't blame you for getting mad. You're taking a test. It's saying negative. You want to believe it. You're going to have to take it again after a few days. It's a waste of a test, though. But, you know. So they say doubts over the test come as many health officials are telling people to take a test before you go out and be around others. And there's not enough tests. So having a study that is showing that our test is not working the way it needs to is a huge, it is going to be a huge setback in our fight. Many people are wondering if you should swab the throat instead. Well, we don't really have that so much. I mean, it's an easy study. Okay, just everybody that has COVID, swab with the nose. How many of you are negative? Now take another test. Swab their throat and see if they come up positive. It's really easy. You can probably get the results in like 15 minutes and then you can announce it. I know it has to be peer reviewed and the studies have to be done, you know, with certain protocols, but I would like to see that study because right now doctors are saying just swab both. So I swabbed my throat and then I swabbed my nose and the test still came out negative. And you could say, well, Dahlia, maybe you didn't have COVID. I had the same symptoms that all of you guys have been talking about. So I've been home. I didn't go to Walmart. I'm better now, but I'm not convinced. I'm just not. So, what's next? Well, what's next is we need to make better tests. And I understand that Joe Biden is going to be sending out 500 million tests. I think there has to be a very clear set of instructions saying, look, if you test day one and you're negative, that doesn't mean jack diddly squat. I don't know if I am of the mindset where to have people just sit and wait until day three or four. Now, the CDC recommends testing day five, but that's not when you're sick. That's when you've been exposed. So if you've been exposed to COVID, you know, you were just at work, somebody just coughed on you, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to go run home and test. It's too early. But if you've been exposed to COVID, yeah, CDC says wait day five. But if you have active symptoms, these tests are supposed to be on it and pick it up right away. They're not. So that's the latest, 1-877, Dr. Donald.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers. During oral arguments about the mandate, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor stated, "We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, many on ventilators, from COVID-19. In reality, there are about 4,000 children in hospitals from coronavirus. Flight delays and cancellations are continuing to plague travelers over a week into 2022. Total cancellations topping 3,000 Saturday, with 1,100 within, into, or out of the United States. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problems as heavy snowfall moved through the area." And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is withholding nearly $2 billion in Hurricane Harvey relief aid earmarked for Texas. Federal agencies saying the state has failed to send in paperwork detailing how the funds will be spent. 4 years after Congress approved over $4 billion in aid, nearly half remains unallocated. An annual event is set to take place later in January.
March for Life organizers said the event will proceed as planned. The 49th annual March for Life will take place days after the D.C. vaccination mandate kicks in. The March for Life will modify some of its indoor events due to the new COVID-19 regulations. The March for Life, set for January 21st, is a massive pro-life demonstration that's followed the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So all eyes are on the Supreme Court and what they are going to do in terms of allowing these challenges to continue with the vaccine mandate. And I think the reason why all eyes are on it is because even though many people did get their first dose of the vaccine, their second dose of the vaccine, and abided by the mandate, the mandate's not over. There's lots of flirtations and already mandates, including booster number 3, and then we're hearing from Moderna, expect a fourth booster. In Israel, they're doing the fourth shot. Pfizer's, I think, has brought up the fourth shot. And so a mandate, you know, it's not just a one and done. This is something that will continue to persist. And so even people that are very supportive of the vaccine are looking at this going, okay, now what? So I believe the Supreme Court heard arguments today for over 2 hours. I believe they're almost done. I can't say 100%. And so we got a little bit of insight of how, you know, things are going. Chief Justice Roberts questioned a White House claim that the vaccine mandate was a quote-unquote workaround. Now, this workaround was supposed to be a, quote, emergency workplace rule to impose a sort of sweeping requirement that would not be allowed on the general population. This is the term that Roberts had made a reference to. It was a tweet from White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, and who appeared to endorse the idea that this mandate was a, quote-unquote, workaround. And Chief Justice Roberts asked Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar, "It seems to me that the government is trying to work across the waterfront and is just going agency by agency. I mean, this has been referred to as a, quote-unquote, workaround, and I'm wondering, what is it you're trying to work around?" So Chief Justice Roberts has obviously had a lot of criticism for how he approached the Affordable Care Act and all that. So I think a lot of people are like, okay, well, you know, let's see what he does with this one. She replied, saying it was simply a matter of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration acting to protect the workforce. So the White House says the mandates are going to save thousands of lives and will strengthen the economy by ensuring people are protected from the worst consequences of the pandemic. In September, Mr. Klain triggered controversy when he tweeted a comment by an MSNBC anchor suggesting that OSHA's mandate, which would affect more than 80 million people, was a backdoor way to use workplace safety legislation to impose vaccines on a broad swath of the population. This retreat was then central to the appeals court decision to keep a block on the mandate and a ruling that ultimately brought then this policy to the Supreme Court. And that is when courts and justices, judges had to look at, wait a second, is OSHA even allowed to do that? Now, the liberal justices, obviously in favor, Justice Sonia Sotomayor found a contradiction in Ohio Solicitor General Benjamin Flowers' case when he said states may be entitled to impose mandates on businesses. She said, so it's within the police power to protect the health and welfare of workers, you seem to be saying the states can do it, but you're saying the federal government can't, even though it's facing the same crisis in interstate commerce that states are facing within their own borders. She says, I'm not sure I understand that distinction, why the states would have the power, but the federal government wouldn't. And he answered, the federal government has no police power. Sotomayor interrupted, saying, oh, it does have power with respect to protecting the health and safety of workers. Flowers said he disagreed, and that amounted to a police power. Wow, I would not want to be in there arguing with the Supreme Court justices. That has got to be pretty darn intimidating. This is being reported by Daily Mail. I want to give credit. This is some pretty interesting transcript that we have. So the impact of the pandemic, obviously, and the fatigue with vaccines, the fatigue with the overreach and the power, again, it wouldn't have come to this if we weren't being mandated, if there weren't people being kicked out of school, if the mandate wasn't starting to extend to children. You know, things might have been less controversial if they didn't get so overblown with it. We are having families, right, of different races being kicked out of restaurants because of their concerns and hesitancies towards injecting something into their body. We are having doctors refuse care to a person who has not had a vaccine. The precedent set, this isn't just about, okay, the mandate today. If this goes through, and mind you, we're not going to get any earth-shattering ruling. I mean, I think the most the Supreme Court is going to do is going to say, look, guys, you know, the challenges can still play out in the courts. I don't think they're going to say, oh, the mandate is 1,000% unconstitutional. I don't think we're going to get that out of this. But where this goes next is, I mean, okay, then is the flu shot going to be mandated? if our overpopulation is a public health crisis, are they going to mandate birth control? Are they going to mandate sterilization? Are they going to mandate limiting childbirth? You know, when you say, well, this is all for public health, you know, look at what's happening in terms of, you know, going green and climate change. And, I mean, are they going to say, no, you can't have meat? You have to go vegan. It's for public health. We have to save the planet. So, you know, allowing, you know, these luxuries and these liberties being taken under the guise of public health, I get it. Vaccines are protective. And I do believe these vaccines are protecting those using them. But I do believe that there is personal choice. You know, somebody going through childbirth runs the risk. It's dangerous. You could bleed out during childbirth. You could get an infection. Childbirth is not a walk in the park. Does that mean the government could say, look, I need to protect you from the 1% chance of you dying in childbirth, so I will not let you get pregnant or have that baby? I mean, once you have a precedent set, an Ohio Attorney General's office said that Flowers, who I guess had COVID, was delivering their testimony from home, and Louisiana Solicitor General Liz Merle expected to deliver her argument remotely in accordance with COVID protocol. So some people have COVID at the time. Sotomayor was in her chambers because she has diabetes, so she was not necessarily in among everybody else. But the big crux of all of this is the White House says the mandate's going to save thousands of lives. Vaccines will save lives. I think the mandates are causing different problems. I think the mandates are causing there to be healthcare shortages, and that could affect thousands of lives in the hospital settings. Maybe not as many as getting vaccinated, but still affecting lives. I think people lying and having fake cards. I think people getting vaccinated and then the immunity waning and then not also having the natural immunity on top of it might also put people at risk. Justice Elena Kagan said, this is a publicly, politically accountable policy. It also has the virtue of expertise. She says, so on the one hand, the agency with their political leadership can decide on, or on the other hand, courts can decide. Courts are not politically accountable. Courts have not been elected. Courts have no epidemiological expertise. Why in the world would courts decide this question? Well, the courts need to decide because the government is mandating and taking this role of we need to force people to get a shot. So, yes, the courts have to be involved. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is our producer today. Okay, guys. So I can't wait for the COVID pandemic to go away. We're sick of it. You're sick of hearing me talk about it. But we have some residual issues that I think are going to persist for a while. I was hoping it was going to be temporary. It's not looking like it's temporary. And so I've noticed with a lot of my friends, and I'll go out with them and talk to them, and they forget things. And they'll just be like, who was that or what was it? And I'll remind them. And I'm like, how are you, you know, you're not even middle-aged. How are you not remembering that? You know, and then I get a little nervous, you know, as a physician. I'm always like, oh, my gosh, you know, is somebody starting to develop dementia? Are they having cognitive decline? You know, and I start to get all, you know, nervous. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. And I tell my husband, I go, oh, I hope they're okay. I hope they're okay. But almost everybody I know is telling me that their memory is worse. my memory is worse from a couple years ago. I blame age. I blame menopause. But what if it's not that? What if it is COVID? What if the brain fog from COVID was not temporary? What if the COVID infection that we were exposed to in late 2019, 2020, 2021, and now in 2022 causes a long-term brain fog or cognitive deficit? That's going to suck, okay? Now, I think our brain fog is a conglomerate of issues. I think there's a whole reason why our memory could be off. And I explained this before. So in addition to somebody possibly having an exposure to COVID, our routines changed. So my work schedule in 2019, well, maybe my work schedule didn't change because I was on air, I was busy, which is why I think my memory changes aren't as bad as some of my other friends. But those who got to work from home, those who got to watch more TV, those who went from interacting person to person to online, I think that does affect your mental acumen, your spryness, your plasticity with your brain. And so I think, one, working from home was a huge change. Number two is a difference in interactions with people. And I'm not saying, okay, well, you know, you're not at work anymore, so you're not around other people. Also with masks and talking to people, I don't shoot the breeze with, you know, somebody at the deli counter or somebody at the grocery store. Everybody's kind of quick these days. They have the mask on. They don't want to talk with the mask. You know, there's long lines. There's COVID. And so you're not getting that stimulation. You're not having that conversation. You're not having those stimuli and those connections. But also, you're not putting things to memory. If you're just walking in, grabbing your to-go food, saying, bye, see ya, you're not getting stuff put into memory. Whereas when you're sitting down and having an experience, it's going to memory. So like eating, I can't tell you how many times people in my family said, have we eaten there? And I go, yeah, we did. Remember we brought it home? Well, no, it's because we were watching TV when we weren't sitting down and enjoying a meal and talking about the food and making little towers with our food. No, we got the food and we're stuffing our face while watching TV. We're not putting things to memory. And so sometimes the speed at which we're interacting with people, the lack of people-to-people interaction, I think is very highly affecting our brain. I also think the amount of computers and the amount of screens could also be affecting the way our brains are being wired. Our brains were never designed to look at a 2D screen or a smartphone. We were designed to look at a zebra across the plain, to look at a butterfly, to go in and out of view, in and out of focus. That's what we were designed to do, to look out and look at the stars, to let melatonin come in. Instead, we're on our phones, we're on our computer, we shut the lights off, and we take some melatonin to go to sleep. How is that working? How is that affecting our brain? Then another thing that I think is really affecting our brain is we're not going to the doctor. We're not going and getting our regular routine physicals. How many of you are getting your blood pressure managed over the phone? Yeah, my blood pressure is good. My cuff is good. When was the last time somebody checked your cuff? Oh, I just checked my blood pressure now. I would make my patients bring in their blood pressure cuff, and then I would compare it to mine and would see how many points off. Some of them needed a new battery. Some of them had a crappy machine. Some of them had a great machine. So if your blood pressure has been off because you haven't gone to the doctor in 2 years, that's a problem. The dentist. People underestimate your dental health with your mental health. How many of you guys have gone every 6 months to the dentist? No. If you aren't working, you don't have dental insurance. So you're going less. And you don't want to go to the dentist. You're like, well, I don't want to get COVID. You still got to get your butt to the dentist. You still have to have good dental care. So we're eating differently. We're exercising differently. We're interacting differently. Throw that on top of this virus has been known to affect the brain. We have seen autopsies of people who have died of COVID, and yes, COVID's in the brain. COVID finds ACE2 receptors. There's ACE2 receptors everywhere. We talked about the vocal cords yesterday and laryngitis. There's ACE2 receptors everywhere, including the brain. And COVID infects the brain. We've even seen encephalitis, where, you know, people get these horrible, horrible headaches and a stiff neck, and they get very, very sick. COVID will go to the brain. How long it'll last in the brain, we don't know. But if post-mortem exams are finding COVID to be living in the brain, well, I don't know if they're still alive post-mortem. I have to double-check exactly, but it's seen remnants of COVID. There's a triple, quadruple, quintuple whammy that could be happening as a result of this. And so, this is not good. And I know a lot of people think, I told you, Dr. Dahlia, it was devised this way. They're purposely trying to make us dumb. I don't know. I don't know if it was genetically engineered to do that. But I know this is a nasty virus, and this nasty virus is messing with us. And a lot of my friends sound like they're not as spry as they used to be. And I'm purposely trying to meet with people. I mean, I know it's Omicron and all that, but it's like I have got to be around other people. I mean, I can't be in a studio. And just talking to, you know, padded walls, okay? I mean, I need to, you know, Daniel is my best friend these days, my producer. He's like, please don't make me my best friend. He's the only person I get to talk to that's outside my family right now. It can't be. You need to, in fact, Daniel's the only thing that's really kind of keeping my sanity and keeping my memory spry. You could read, you could play video games, you could play Oculus, your VR set, you could play chess, but you have to be around other people. So, how to fight off this brain fog? Well, one, try not to get COVID. I don't know how that's, I think we're all getting it. Boosted, vaccinated or not, we're all getting it. But two is, be around people. I don't want you to be around people to get sick, but once you guys are out of isolation, be around people. You have to have that animalistic sort of, even if you're 6 feet apart or a foot apart, but you need that interaction. And maybe in the meantime, even if you're in isolation, at least FaceTime them over the phone. But you gotta be around people. Have stimulating discussions. Nobody wants to talk about politics. Nobody wants to talk about anything. Fine, don't talk about politics. But then, debate whether Game of Thrones, you know, should do the prequel or not. Or, I don't know, debate what happened with the Spider-Man movie. But, you know, talk about things. Learn a language. Don't just sit home and watch Netflix. I'm a fan of Netflix. But learn something. Force yourself to learn something, but you're going to have to get that brain active. Get your health on track. Get your diabetes checked, your blood pressure checked. Eat healthy, sleep healthy, and exercise. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.